I sure wish I could fall backwards, headlong, into this setting, this scene. The new ones came, the old ones came. Seems they couldn't get enough of this thing that was growing. It was warm, welcoming, life-giving, stimulating, and safe. It was the first Christian church. While I am seldom interested in movies of time travel, I fervently wish I could transport myself back to this time in history, just to be a part of it. Come with me. Here's Luke's description. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. That's Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. They didn't have a building with a cross out front. They didn't have microphones or sound systems. They didn't have a coffee cart or a choir. They didn't have any of the trappings that we associate with church. But they had been filled with the Holy Spirit and they wanted more. More power in their lives, more love for God, more understanding of Jesus, and more time with each other. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. Wow! Wouldn't you have liked to have been there? The simple men who had been with Jesus, now filled with the Spirit, were doing miracles among the people. Radical! Peter, James, and the rest of the apostles remembered what Jesus had said. Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Now they get it. You can picture the fishermen rubbing their beards and reflecting. Ah, so this is what our Lord was talking about. We couldn't imagine him going away, yet we saw him go into heaven and do greater things than him. How could that ever be? Yet those things are happening as we teach the scriptures and pray together. Our new brothers in the faith love hearing about the things Jesus taught, and we love telling them. That was the faith side of the first Christian church, gathering in the massive temple courts to hear the word of God. But there was another piece as well, the relational one. A few years ago in Boston, I saw the setting for the Cheers show, which I enjoyed watching years ago. The Cheers theme song captures an element of living we all need, community. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Remember that? The believers came together to grow in faith and God's love, which they shared in community. The community guided by God's love flourishes when folks come and participate from a pure heart and sincere faith, where love in action is regularly practiced. What does that look like? Love never grows weary of making room. Always believes the best about others, gives the benefit of the doubt, even to the person who talks too much. Love protects, promotes confidentiality and safety. It honors feelings, people's time, one's faith journey, etc. Love reigns, for we hold as our highest good Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Love bears all things, including bearing one another's burdens. Love spurs one another on to good deeds, including holiness. And love points people to Jesus, creates an environment where folks can learn and grow in their faith in Him. Love offers grace. We all have need of grace. Giving grace is a learning curve, that's for sure. But we will need to practice it all the days of our lives. Oh, and one more thing. Love forgives. Right now, once again, I see faces. Faces of people I have met in various settings and places. Airplanes, on terra firma. And I wish for them. Heck, many are reading, so I wish for all of you. A place like Luke described. A community of growing faith and love in Christ. Where can you find such a place? Church. Oh, I know it is flawed, but the church is the hope of the world. I love the local church and all it represents. Why did a sense of awe come over all those first century believers? They just could not believe what they were a part of. The love and wonder of God. The care for one another. Do you have a place where everyone knows your name? Built around the love and knowledge of God? There is nothing like it this side of heaven. And well, listen.
Was a time that I swore I would never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running, I was searching, but every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Tried to walk on my own, but I wound up lost. Now I'm making my way to the foot of the cross. It's not a trophy for the winners, it's a shelter for the sinners, and it's right where I belong. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go. Depend on to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back.